advertising mediums which give you scope to reach 1.5 million lifetime downloads on a show, for instance. We haven't got that on our own, but if you put several podcasts together, and you're right, you're picking up on these different formats, different styles of interview. There's also different content. Look at Tech Talk for Accountants. There are podcasts that only deal with the tech side of things, and that's moving so fast. You need a podcast on its own. You're talking about niching there and picking a lane. You're picking a lane very squarely there and saying, well, we're not really talking about tax. We're not talking about growth and everything else. We are hitting tech because accountants now and of the future need to be very tech savvy. And then there are just podcasts on tax. There are podcasts on cloud. There are podcasts for bookkeepers. There are podcasts for outsourcing. There are podcasts for CPE in accountant. There are podcasts on entrepreneur clients of accountants. There are podcasts on high net worth clients for a podcast. There's even a podcast, Andrew, on the accountants serving the cannabis world. So there's all kinds of niches, all kinds of things you need to do. There's a pricing podcast right now. There is, I'm just going on about them. And a lot of firms are bringing out their own podcasts. A lot of vendors are bringing out their own podcasts. It's bewildering. So our thinking is we go to the podcast and say, look, if you're interested in increasing your reach and even be more attractive to vendors, we can have a conversation with them on your behalf and go into the vendors and say, look, the podcast ecosystem is bewildering. There are so many different players out there reaching so many different audiences. How about we have a bigger conversation, a more grown-up conversation to help you reach these people, and we will negotiate on their behalf with you.